J. Paul for Power 96 Sports. The Minnesota American Legion Baseball Committee has canceled the 2020 season out of concerns for safety of players, coaches, umpires, fans, and volunteers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Director of Minnesota American Legion Baseball, Randy Schaub of Danube, said, "As much as we wanted to play this year, we cannot take chances with the players, coaches, and fans. American Legion Baseball programs across the country have shut down, resulting in team insurance being unavailable through the National Legion Baseball Program. The national level last month canceled the American Legion World Series, which was planned for August, and the national program announced Friday, May 8th, it would provide no national level support. With 366 teams fielded in 2019 and 357 teams signed up for 2020, Minnesota American Legion Baseball is the largest among the 50 states. Participation in Minnesota American Legion Baseball dates back to 1923, and the first state tournament was held in Mankato in 1926. It's been held every year since then, and Minnesota was among only three states with that continuous string of tournaments. But 2020 has broken that run. Major League Baseball is expected to make its first formal proposal to the Players Union, likely on Tuesday, on how it envisions a season could be played, featuring roughly an 80-game regular season and teams playing exclusively in their regions. Commissioner Rob Manfred will hold a conference call with the 30 control people from the teams Monday to run through what's going to be presented to the union. The most likely proposal would have spring training 2.0 starting in June, lasting 3 weeks, with a 78 to 82 game season opening in early July. There are those in the game who are still holding out for the 100 game season they want, with more doubleheaders, fewer off days, and maybe even pushing the regular season into October. But one source described that as a very optimistic, everything going right scenario. There'd be expanded playoffs, no minor league feeder system for this year, and enlarged rosters because of that. Canada currently has a mandatory 14-day quarantine for anyone entering the country, so the Toronto Blue Jays likely would have to play their games in their spring home in Dunedin, Florida. MLB still has to demonstrate to the Players Association that it has a plan to keep players safe from the coronavirus. In this proposal, players would still have to travel by bus or plane and be housed in hotels. One way to minimize the travel is the potential to have a series of as many as six games, allowing a team to complete its season series against another club in that park and not have to travel back to that same site. Major League Baseball likely will propose the playoff system it was hoping to implement for 2022, expanding from 10 to 14 teams, with first-round byes for the teams with the best record in each league, the other division winners, and one wild card to pick their opponent, and a first round with a best-of-three series all played in the team with the best record's home stadium. Denny Hamlin closed NASCAR's iRacing series with a victory at a simulation of throwback North Wilkesboro Speedway. The Daytona 500 winner was instrumental in organizing his fellow Cup drivers for the Invitational Series that started after the real-life series was suspended. Hamlin, who races barefoot on a top-of-the-line simulator, won the opening iRacing event March 22nd. Hamlin closes the iRacing series with two wins in seven races. William Byron led the series with three victories but did not compete on Saturday. NASCAR scheduled to resume racing next Sunday for real at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina, where the series will compete without spectators. NASCAR closed out its virtual series at North Wilkesboro Speedway, an original venue on NASCAR's schedule in 1949, which was abandoned after the 1996 season. NASCAR quickly pivoted from real racing when its season was suspended March 13th during the coronavirus pandemic to the virtual platform. Its broadcasts set several esports viewing records for broadcast partner Fox, but the novelty wore thin after Bubba Wallace was fired by a sponsor for rage quitting a race, and then Kyle Larson used a racial slur while on the platform Easter Sunday and was fired by Chip Ganassi Racing for that incident. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.